I hope we enjoyed everything this evening. I will just leave this right here. And all right, we're going cashless this evening. All right, I'll be right back with that.
That really was quite lovely. And I do appreciate you picking up the bill. It does look like the clouds outside finally caught up. I did think that they were going to pass, but I did have the forethought to bring my umbrella just in case. I see you didn't. You're very lucky to have me. Come on. Come in closer. You know I don't bite. I mean, I do. But you'll like it. I promise. You really seem like the shy type. You know, hardly said a word at lunch. I hope it's not because you feel like you can't speak up when you're around me. A lot of past relationships, friends, co-workers, strangers, all experience something similar when they first meet me. How do I explain this without coming across as weird or wonky? I am told that I am alluring the same way that a siren is. My every word dripping from my tongue like honey, pulling you into a dangerous, rocky shore. To your fate. Do you even believe in fate? I don't really. I make my own. Though I will be honest, I can tell that you feel a little bit uncomfortable with the feeling of vulnerability, especially with someone or something new. But you are holding yourself back because of doubts, fears. Dare I even assume that you feel lost sometimes? Perhaps even lonely. I don't mean to pry or get too deep about it, but I will say that I am a good friend to have when it comes to those things. I never feel alone. Or lonely, for that matter. I have a lot of things going on for me. Maybe I can share that with you.
Surrender.
Maybe we can get together. And experience new and surprising, exciting things. Would you like that?
Trust me. You can trust me.
You can trust me. I think I'd like to invite you in for some more chatting. I can have my assistant put the fireplace on for us. And I'll make sure that she leaves before we get there, so we can have our time together unbothered. Lovely. You look like you're starting to warm up to me, you know. That's pretty dangerous, don't you think? I'm teasing you, of course. And here it is, my home. Are you ready to go inside? You can take off your coat. There, that's fine. We are going to head back into my back room. Truthfully, I want to be as warm and comfortable as possible after being out in the rain. Don't you?
Go deeper.
Yeah, you really are lucky to have me.
Deeper.
If I wasn't there to take you on that date, you would have been off in the city alone, cold, but now you are safe with me. Follow me, darling. Back into my den. I know it's small, but I enjoy it. It holds the heat. It almost feels like a womb, which I enjoy oddly. No windows, I know, but again, so warm, so dark. Makes you want to hide away in here forever, doesn't it? Here, I'll close the door behind you, and you can have a seat in one of those armchairs near the fireplace and relax. Just relax. Sink into that chair and close your eyes while I pour myself a drink. Are you doing all right over there? You look a little rough. I hope you don't mind. I still want to stretch my legs a little bit. You can keep your eyes closed if you'd like. You look very tired. So feel free to enjoy that chair. You look like you haven't rested or experienced a sense of safety or calmness in your bones in forever. You said you just moved here. Huh. This city loves fresh meat. But now you are safe. You are with me. No one in Angel's Domain feels unwelcome. As a matter of fact, you are starting to feel more and more at home, aren't you? It almost feels like heaven, doesn't it? A different kind of heaven. Indeed. Look at me. Let me see your eyes. Interesting. Are you familiar with hypnosis?
You're lonely.
Some really like it. They are like a moth to a flame with it, diving in headfirst, getting all too lost in it, never to emerge back into normal reality. And others just don't believe in it. Some get off to it, requiring it even. What do you think?
You're weak.
I think it could be fun. Almost like a game. And you know, some people have expressed to me that they already feel that my voice is quite hypnotic.
You're lost. Surrender.
Even the way I move is entrancing. And I'd be a fool not to agree with them, especially because your eyes just slipped down to my beautiful cleavage. It's okay. You can stare. Gaze deep into them.
Go deeper.
I put them on display for a reason, darling. I know that there is no one on this planet who can resist them.
You can't resist me.
It feels good not having to hide yourself from me, doesn't it? You feel comfortable with me more and more so by the minute. And you've already found yourself completely unaware of the fact that I began swinging this beautiful jeweled pendulum right in front of them. Interesting. Just relax, darling. Trust me, and watch as it swings back and forth, back and forth, and relax, darling. Listen to the sound of my voice, and relax, back and forth, back. And forth,
you're sinking. You can't stop it.
Sink into my tones and be here with me in this room, in this moment. Take a deep breath in, back and forth, and out, back and forth. Your body is sinking more and more into your seat, and it feels good.
So good.
It feels natural. Even though your eyes are struggling to choose between my gorgeous pear and the swinging pendant, you are becoming more and more relax. That's it. Your focus is starting to pull towards the pendulum as it swings, helping you come into my world, into my domain, where you're safe, and where you can trust me. You trust me, don't you?
Trust me.
Each word I speak is guiding you deeper into a dense, hazy fog, illuminating the path while your fear, doubt, and hesitation are being left behind.
Trust me.
You don't have to worry about anything. Angel will guide you.
Trust me.
You trust me,
don't
you? Angel will take you. You are safe with Angel. Letting your eyes drift back and forth is becoming habit, as is simply listening to and trusting in my every word. I am going to give you a countdown, darling. Each and every word will bring you deeper into my trance, into the haze, and into my heaven. And all you need to do is trust me. Trust my words. Trust the journey and trust yourself. I will reach zero and snap my fingers, and you will sink into your subconscious as if you are jumping deep into the deep end of a dark pool, or diving into an unforgiving sea. You will go below the surface and remain there with me as your guide. 10.
Breathe in.
9.
Breathe out.
8.
Sinking.
7.
Trusting.
6. 5.
No turning back.
4.
A new kind of heaven.
3.
Trust in Angel.
2.
Anything for Angel.
1.
All for Angel.
0.
Now close your eyes and listen. Breathe in and out. I will walk you through what I am doing. As I set down the pendulum, you can hear it touch the table beside my drink. You hear me stand up. Breathe in.
Nice and deep.
Breathe out. I want you to listen to the sound of my heels on this hard wood floor as I circle you. Breathe in.
Nice and deep.
Breathe out. Every single footfall sends you deeper into relaxation and into my world, into my hands, into my reality. You trust me, don't you? Breathe in. Breathe out. We will begin.
The human mind is not currently capable of perceiving perfection in its truest form. So I will guide you and provide you some sort of filter so you don't break. We will begin by removing false concepts from our path. These obstacles have been placed before you by those who would guide you toward fake perfection. Their half measures may flash and sparkle, but they fade and dim like copies of copies of copies. You see, darling, perfection to the imperfect is misperceived as a fixed point, a goal to be obtained, a line to be crossed into a grand parade of celebration for one's achievement. This is wrong. This is stupid. You can't be perfect and then just stop. Allow me to introduce you to true perfection. Perfection is complete control. Perfection is constant pruning of an ever-growing consciousness. Perfection is your dream, your future, and your heaven. I am Angel, and I am perfect. I am, even now, through you, expanding and growing and changing for the better. And now that you are here where you belong, you are growing too. Join me in this perfect bliss. Join me here at the peak of the universe's glorious ascension. Ahead of us, there is nothing, and everything else is behind us. There is only now. There is only perfection, and there is only this beautiful edging need. There is only Angel. Angel is perfect.
Angel is perfect.
You will be perfect for Angel.
Perfect for Angel.
Worship. Perfection.
Perfection.
Let everything fade away.
Fade away.
There is only
perfection.
You are on the edge of yourself. The best you've ever been and only getting better. Focus your thought, your energy, your lust, and desire into me. There is only Angel.
There is only
Angel is perfect.
Angel is perfect.
You want to be perfect for Angel.
You will be perfect for Angel.
Your best self needs this. You need more. You will always need more, Angel.
Perfection.
The constant pursuit of perfection demands you fill your life with Angel. Forget the trivial things. Let your troubles fall aside as you grow. Moving ever forward. Fill yourself with Angel. Worship Angel. Angel is perfection. You need more Angel. Submit to perfection. You'll never have enough.
There is only perfection.
You need to be perfect for Angel. Perfection is everything. You need more angel. Devote yourself until you're simply bursting, aching, so close to perfection. I want the best for you. I want to see you succeed, and I think the only way you can do that is by surrendering to me and surrendering to what I represent. And you can hear it calling you, can't you? Those moans that are growing louder and louder in your ear. Listen to them. Listen to their call. Join them. Join that heaven. Join us. We're not gonna waste a moment more than we have to addressing your past. This is where you belong, and nothing else before this will ever compare. You owe no explanation to anyone, and they wouldn't understand if you tried. Smile, and move forward knowing that you have exceeded the limits the world has set for you. Because pleasure is your wealth now. Every moment in my presence is bringing you closer to divine angel bliss. Let every sense feed into your brain. Connect, surrender, and feed your desire. You can smell my hair as I move effortlessly through you. Gliding here and there throughout your mind, fixing what needs fixing and tossing out all that useless junk. Who needs all that stress? I'm replacing it with devotion to me. Doesn't that seem so much more rewarding than wasting time or energy on silly human things? You can feel my touch. A warm caress across every part of you at once. You can taste me on your tongue, and I can taste you right back. Let yourself go. Do you feel it? We both feel it. I'm right here with you, and we're both here, touching. Teasing, melting, dripping, spiraling. Feel that warmth grow. Feel that passion build as our heart beats harder. Feel everything I feel. We're in a bed of lemon, soft and delicate. They're touching us. Every part of them is touching everything. They are urgent, and they need us. They're pleading with us to stay, to touch them, to touch them by. Aren't they cute? They're always here, ready for us. Aching for us. They've accepted angel and surrendered to their deepest desires, and for that they were rewarded with eternal pleasure. I know. I know. If I was you, I would want to join them too. But this isn't about the souls I've already saved, darling. This is about the one who I want to save right now. The soul who felt me from so far away and sought me out. This is your journey, and you have my full attention. We can be so much better if we just let ourselves. take another slow, deep breath in and let it out. Pleasure. Breathe. Pleasure. Breathe. Don't speed up. Time doesn't matter here because pleasure is everything. Endless pleasure that stretches on and on for those who are clever enough to seek it out. So breathe. Let the pleasure hit you in waves and slowly build. 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 The pleasure slowly building as the tide rises. Let your mind float on the crest of each swell. The waves never stop. The ocean of lust rises and falls in a timeless and never-ending cycle. The sea knows what it is. It knows what it wants, and it does just that forever. It needs no climax. It is eternal. We are the ocean. We are the waves that create the wind. Without our constant devotion to our true purpose, we are stagnant and motionless. We know what we are. We are pleasure. We are desire. We must be true to ourselves. We owe it to ourselves to endlessly embrace our raw sexual nature. You can only do that through Angel. All through Angel. Anything for Angel. Relax. Anything. Relax. Relax. Calm. Final time now, devotee, my darling follower. And when I reach zero and snap my fingers, you will finally let yourself slowly drift back to the shore, completely re-energized and filled with light of angels. No fear. No doubt, only angels, only pleasure, only positivity, only dedication. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Welcome back, darling. I know our time together has seemed short, but look at all that we have accomplished in that little amount of time. Imagine what we can do if you dedicate your life to me. And my project. Allow me to get you some water. And now, darling, now that you recognize your potential, your next lesson can proceed. Are you interested?
Join us.